Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 and another yo. What up? My apologies, everyone. Blog Talk Radio. 8 minutes late, or 10 minutes late. Daddy duty calls. And who's on? Who's here?
Me. You can hear
me. Who's there? So,
what's up?
Oh, Bad Hello? Apple Sauce and Big Red. Bad Apple Sauce and Big Red. Gotcha.
You got me?
Yeah, I got you. I got you. Got
you can hear. Am I buzzing? Is anything wrong with the thing today? Any buzzing? No, nothing.
No, you all right, man? You all right?
Thank God.
You all right?
About time.
What up, Nick?
What's up,
Bad Apple Sauce? Going on?
Let's
discuss where you was at last week real quick before we get into the topic. Once again, my apologies, everyone, for being late. Yeah, where was you at? Dinosaur? What are you doing? You brontosaurus buggy?
I went to me and my girls went to the escape room, where, you know, basically you have an hour. You locked in a room for an hour, and you have to try to find clues to find out who the dead body is and try to escape.
I don't like that.
Look,
I don't like that.
This is a game, right?
This is a game.
I hope so. Exactly.
I just wanted to make sure.
Right?
I'm about to be a body.
I'm like, what?
I wasn't in that room.
Yeah, locked in the room. You have to be locked in the room and you got to make it out. If, you know, it's not, then, you know, you lose. And then after that, we went to Dinosaur BBQ.
Oh, okay. That's all right, but all that other mess with the dead body, I don't like that.
Adventure.
Adventure, okay.
Adventure. Yeah, I need some excitement in my life.
How's everybody's day? How's anybody's day go? How your day? Big Red, how your day
going? It was cool. It was cool. Quiet. Just chilling. But it was cool. It was cool. Can't complain.
Okay. Nicole?
Can't complain.
You good?
I went to the movie to see Batman versus Superman, so I was excited.
Oh, you can't talk about that, though.
You can't talk about it.
Can't talk about it. I'm hearing a lot of good reviews about it.
So
I ain't heard
nothing.
I don't want to hear
mixed reviews. The only person, like, I think Ben Affleck did a good job. I just wasn't feeling the character of Lex, because to me Lex is not a psychopath. You understand what I'm saying? I don't like how they play him, and I don't like how that plays him.
Okay.
Okay. Gotcha. So, okay, let's get into this topic while Meek is MIA.
You know why?
I don't know why. I don't want to know either. You're none of my business.
You sipping your tea?
Yeah, I need to be sipping some cognac. But anyway.
Oh, cognac.
All right. I had a few people come at me. Well, not come at me, but, you know, chime in on the topic and say this and that. And it seemed like a few women had things to say in terms of, no, it's not possible. So, next topic. Can friends have sex and still keep it on the friendship level? Who wants to start, class?
I'll start. Now, the subject is, can friends have sex and keep it on a friendship level?
Yeah.
All right. My thing is, with men, possibly yes, and with women, no.
Thank you.
I don't
care
how much a woman may try. It's once again, and I'm going to say it, and this is going to be my motto for the rest of my life and for the rest of this show, anytime we talk about it, women are emotional, men are physical. Yeah. I say it all the time, and it's sad that in this day and age, and with women up in age, are not realizing that. Women are emotional. We cannot have sexual relationships with men and think it's just going to stay friendship because it's going to bother us too much because we're emotional. Right, because
right.
we, exactly, we're too emotional. We view sex as an emotional thing. Men
exactly.
do not view it that way. Men view sex as just what it is. Sex is like when you say sex to men, that's exactly what it is. Sex, I'm putting, excuse my language, I'm putting my penis in the vagina and I'm doing what I got to do and that's it. That's how they view that.
Exactly.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, and then the thing is, it's like at the end of the day, at the end of the day, yes, you're my friend. Oh, but we had sex, but you're still my friend though.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Okay. Yeah, you're rocking with the menu. Big Red, Nicole, Brother B.
Yes.
Mika, where the hell you at? Number's 347-324-3395. That's 347-324-3395. Okay. Listen, I've met some OGs in my time. I've met some OGs. And I think there are women out there that can do it because I have witnessed it. I have seen it. I have been a part of that history. I know it can happen. The whole thing is, once again, it goes back to that word of perspective and, like, keeping it in perspective. Like,
mm-hmm.
people, we can have a friendship and feel a certain way about each other. It doesn't, certain things doesn't always have to be romantic. You know, it could just be a situation that just pops off and it is what it is. But
it doesn't always mean it is what it is with women. You know, we may say we can handle it, but at the end of the day, the majority of us can't.
Exactly, behind closed doors. Exactly, behind closed doors, you don't know how that woman is feeling. Because like I said, I'm not going to show, as a woman, and I'm going to tell you, I'm not going to show you that I'm having feelings for you, especially if we're a so-called friendship. I'm not going to show you that.
Exactly.
You don't
especially
know behind closed doors. Behind closed doors, I could be going, you know, I could be losing my mind over that person.
Exactly.
But
you
I don't
want to
show it.
You're not feeling it.
Right. I don't want to show it to you because then that might ruin, that's going to ruin our friendship. You want to remain friends with that person, but you're like, damn, I don't want to show that emotion because then he or she or whatever is going to start acting a certain way.
And then,
B,
you have to wonder what type of woman, you didn't have to wonder, B, you know, the type of woman that can handle it is this woman damaged. You understand?
Right.
Because you have a woman that's to the point where she's like, fuck it, fuck you, and she's just doing her. So she can be damaged goods out there doing what she's doing.
Mm-hmm.
It all depends on what that woman's mindset is. But a woman that just, you know, just got her shit together, it's hard. She may play it off because I know I'm not going to tell you I'm feeling you and you're not feeling me because I'm not going to look stupid.
Yeah.
But wait a minute. Just because, you know, just because you, like, you can't sit there and think that, because, I mean, all right, not every dude is going to sleep with a woman that they're not interested in. So there has to be some level of interest. There has to be some level of interest.
Yeah, he wants a fucker. No, he wants new vagina. Stop it. Stop it. You're a man.
Come on, but wait a minute.
Don't do that.
Wait a minute. Hold on. God damn,
son. You over here trying to justify it. The woman can look like a fucking gorilla, but if she got a fat ass or whatever, he's going to want to hit that because it's something new and different. So I know a lot of men who can sleep with women and don't have no feelings for them because they just want to conquer something. Stop it. Come on.
Wait,
don't let me come over here.
Oh. Damn, like I said, I'm glad we ain't sitting next to you because I probably would have got a plate smashed over my head the way you just sound.
You better be happy we're not live.
Whoa, like my man said on the Little Rascals, whoa, Nelly, whoa. Hold on. Whew. Order in the court? You good?
I'm out of order.
Yo, I'm just saying, it's not always that way. You do have some situations. Like I said, I wouldn't have believed it if I didn't meet some of the OGs myself. But I've come across women that can You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes, listen, you can't sit there and say that there's someone like that, even though they may be emotional. Some of them still just want to do them. Some of them don't want to. There's women out there that don't want to be attached at the moment or right there.
Right.
And there. Sometimes they just
right.
want to have, like, yo, look, listen, this is what we do and it's what we doing. So I get what I need to get in my life while I'm having this. You know what I'm saying? Like, right now, let's just rock and roll like that. That's that. There's some women out there that are extremely focused like that. They ain't too much into the mushy-gushy stuff. They're like, listen, I got business. All right? You give me what I need and get the hell out of my house. Listen,
and I guarantee you that, but then that's kind of, that's very rare. You're going to, I think it's very rare that you're going to find that. And like I said, I think at the end of the day, I think that would be a woman that maybe, I don't know, maybe she might be a little older, like she might be an older woman, because I know ain't nobody like in their 30s or in their 20s or their 30s thinking like that.
No. Listen, you have some very, I've come across some very driven women before. Very driven, very focused. And it's like,
but
yo,
then they
like,
you know what, but you know what also?
And not, but
you know what,
wait,
what I'm saying is that might be also, just like she said, that you gotta look, you gotta be careful with that, because she might be
exactly.
hurt, she might be broken, and the things you
exactly.
gotta be careful with a chick like that. A chick
listen,
like that, you really
I'm
gotta
not,
be careful with.
I'm not
be with the masters of manipulation. You will never know how we're really feeling. Y'all can't even tell us we had an orgasm.
That's true.
Listen.
You understand? You don't know when
Don't put me in the y'all. Don't put me in y'all.
Listen, let me tell you something. Most of y'all dudes don't know that.
Listen. There's some people that can see through it. Some people that can't. Listen, at this stage in the game, right now, I'm not focused on that. What I'm saying is that even though women can be emotional creatures, there are some out there that can play that role, and I'm not going to knock their hustle. You know what I'm saying? Because, yo, you can't sit there and say that every woman out there that's looking for a relationship, every woman out there wants love right now, right then, right there. They got this whole thing built in their mind with the picket fence and the house and this, that, and the third.
No,
I mean,
but that's not the only part of being emotional. I'm not talking about
okay,
that. Like when
I got
you. When you say emotional, when I say emotional when it comes to women or when you hear the word emotional, you're right. It's not, my thing is, it's not always about the marriage, the picket fence, the having the kids and the dog in the yard. It's not about that. It's just something that's instilled in all women. I don't care how hard. The only way that a woman is not emotional when it comes to having a relation with men and just being friends and having a relation and just being friends, I'm telling you, is a woman that has been broken. She's been hurt by a lot
mm-hmm.
of guys. She has a lot of,
mm-hmm.
you know, like a lot of emotion, like a lot of, you know, hang-ups going on with her.
I mean, listen, I'm talking to two
and
women.
She doesn't
want to
get close.
Yeah,
right.
But I disagree because, you listen, once again, you have some women out there, like, listen, they just want a piece of the action, too.
Right,
you
but you still got
to you're trying to sit there and tell me that there are women out there that are always going to get caught up on feelings, they're always going to get caught up on emotion?
I'm not saying, like I said, it depends on how they, I say, and I always say this, it all goes back to how they've grown up, emotionally how they've grown up in terms of looking at their parents, their mother, their father, you know, what they went through when they were teenagers. You have to look at that stuff. If they've been really
better.
And right now I'm just speaking about, you have to look at what they have been through
mm-hmm.
in order to get to that point. And so, I don't care. In some way, they are going to get emotional. If they don't get attached to you, it may be the next guy they get attached to. It may
exactly.
be another guy. They're going to get emotionally attached to at least one dude. It may
but
not be you.
Exactly.
It may
but
not
then,
be you,
but
it might be a next dude.
Yeah, but check this out.
Especially if you just got out of a relationship and you hurt and stuff, you might just be like, you know what, fuck this, I ain't getting no relationship, I'm just going to hit it, because you're in a different state of mind. You're at the point where you're done. You understand, like, I'm done, made for these men, I'm just going to get mine. You know, but then after a while, after you calm down, and after you get over this person, your old self starts to come back. And then you're like, oh, damn. You know, and that's why I wouldn't do it. I've been in that situation. I've been there.
I've tried it too, and it damn sure ain't work.
When I was bitter, I did it. But then that bitterness went away, and I came back, and I couldn't do it no more. But when you're angry and you mad at the world and you want to get even and you like later for these dudes, because there's another side to you where you like, I'm going to get mine too.
But wait a minute. Yo, we're like, everybody's like missing the point. Like, once again, friendship. Like, you know, this is my problem with a lot of things worldly nowadays. It's just the fact that people say shit, people say words, but they do not fully comprehend the meaning. They do not know what it really means.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a lot of people can sit there and say, oh, I love God, I love going to church, I love this and that. Like, there's a lot of people who, no matter if your religion is Muslim, Christian, Jew, you know, Hindu or whatever, they still got hate in their heart. So my you know what I'm saying? So my whole thing is this: how could you say you're a true religious person, a godly person, but you go to church every Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, all over again, but yet you have some type of ill will or hate in your heart? You cannot.
Right.
You can't. So my
thing is this: you need to ask those church people then, because a lot of those church people are bastards.
Yeah, but wait a minute. Once again, it's the whole meaning, and this is it's a big word. It's a small word, but it's a huge meaning.
Mm-hmm.
Unconditional. And see, that's my thing. When it comes down to a friendship is supposed to be unconditional. A relationship is supposed to be unconditional. Just like God so loved his – just like God so loved us, he gave his only begotten son to die for all our sins. That love is unconditional. We keep missing the point. We keep missing that point.
What are you talking about?
Okay.
Listen,
no, I understand.
You're not listening.
Because I understand the friend thing. Because a friend is a friend, but when you sleep with somebody, you're crossing the line.
I get what you're talking about, but that you can't
anymore.
Right, you can't, exactly, that's exactly what I was going to say. I get what you're talking about, but you can't say we're friends after you start, when you get into sexual relations.
Exactly.
You can't say
like,
friend anymore.
Me and you always talk on the phone, right? We're friends. Always talk on the phone, and you telling me about the girls you've been with or whatever, right? And I'm over here talking with you, we laughing, right? But the minute we have sex, motherfucker, I don't want to hear about the girls you've been with, because we're together.
Absolutely.
But wait a minute. Wait a minute. So what happened to the friendship?
It's gone now.
That's how it is.
Wow.
Big
brother
B. Brother B. That's the way it is. You cannot. And I don't care. Like I said, I understand what you're talking about. And I understand where you're going with it. But see, you know why you're going with it that way? Because you're talking from a male perspective. You cannot.
Exactly.
It's not going to work. I don't care. You need.
Listen. Flip, flat, clap, jack. I don't want to hear none of that. You act like men ain't emotional, too. You act like we don't cry.
You know what? Wait.
On,
you're right. You guys, wait a minute. You guys are emotional. You know when y'all are emotional? When y'all are the ones getting hurt, that's when y'all get emotional.
That's not always true.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? You need a couple of dudes to call up here.
Exactly. Listen. Okay, they're emotional to the ones who they want.
Exactly.
No, that's not true. That's not always true. Yeah, but see that.
Whatever, man.
I disagree with that.
Man,
I don't disagree with it.
Because
you, of course, you're gonna disagree because you're a woman, and the whole thing is some of y'all
don't
think the way y'all women.
Now listen to what you just said. Now you say, oh, because of what? Because we're women, we're gonna disagree with it.
Hold on. Wait a minute. Wait, hold on. What you talking about, bad applesauce? What are you talking about?
I don't know how a woman thinks is to talk to another woman. You can't sit there and talk to another dude and think this dude's going to tell you how a woman operates. No, you need to talk to another woman. I'm telling
Listen,
you how it gets down. A lot of women may not say it.
Listen, if me and you friends and all this and that, and then something happens to pop off, if you happen to start bringing up a discussion about the next dude around me, listen, I ain't got nothing to say, homie.
Because you are a lady.
Wait a minute. Go ahead. Can I finish, please? You checking me in mid-wife. Can I finish wiping, please? Can I finish?
Yeah. Let's see your story.
Hey. Damn, man. Roll out some more toilet paper. Anyway. Yo, listen. First of all, just because I can sit back and listen to it doesn't mean that I don't care. See, that's the whole thing. It's like there's this stereotype. And it's like you can't sit there and say, oh, yeah, because you're a woman, and you're emotional, and you're a man, and you think physical. Like, yo, we gotta cut the shit sometimes. And the
okay,
whole
well, you
thing is
can't cut it, but it's
like,
not, you can't.
What are you talking about?
Listen, can I finish?
You keep saying, go ahead.
Listen,
I'm
going to let you finish, brother. I'm hearing you. I'm listening to what you're saying, but in the same token, once again, it's like a stereotypical attitude. And just because, you know what I'm saying, we may be the one stereotype to be like, oh, we always think physical. That's not always the case. It's not always the case. There's dudes out there, men out there that think on many different levels. Real men. We're not talking
you
about
are
the
right.
dogs or the puppies.
You're
We're
right,
not talking about.
You're right, but the majority
of
the time, when
okay,
you men are get hurt, y'all hurt off of something that the woman has done to you. That's the only time that y'all show emotion. Otherwise, in that, when y'all are being, you know, when you're getting the sex that you want and everything is going good, y'all are fine with that. Until we start bringing up another dude, or we start bringing up dudes that I've had guys that got mad with me over dudes that I've dealt with in the past, and I'm just having sex with you. Like, are you serious? All right,
real talk. I'm a share. Jeremy's caring. No. Hold on. Now, I was in a situation one time where, well, I guess me and the person wasn't really weren't sleeping together anymore, or whatever. But she kept bringing up this dude. And the whole thing was this. The only reason why I got annoyed by what she kept saying is because she would sit there and say, oh, he's just my friend. I'm like, my thing is, nigga, you lying. Stop lying. My whole thing is this. Come down Front Street and we can deal with the situation better. Stop lying. That was my whole problem.
Okay, but guess
you know
what? Now,
whoa.
Go ahead.
That's my thing. Now, listen. Because
I'm about to throw something at you.
Yeah, you guys, listen, go throw your fastball when I'm done. All right?
Okay. Go ahead.
All right, Red. Now, my whole thing is, listen, as long as we keep it 100, I can take about anything. As long as you keeping it real with me, I keep it real with you. You keep funky with me, I keep it funky with you. Just tell the truth, man. Just keep it straight up. And we won't have any issues. Because you know what?
But
that's letting me know that you respect me and I respect you. Huh?
But you have some females who think they can do it. To them, they are keeping it 100. They're like, nah, I can do it. We can do it. But then later, once they do it, they realize, shit, girl, I can't do this. You know, some females actually think they can go into
right,
doing
exactly.
It. So at that time when they're talking to you, they are keeping it 100. They think that they're 100. But in reality, it's like when you constantly come over to a female talking to hitting it off, and you constantly giving a woman that time, she's going to get hot.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? But you have to go up in there and hit that shit every Tuesday and be all right. We over there like, oh, my God, I think I love this motherfucker.
I don't know how to do it. Not all. And see, that's the thing. Not all. Because you know what? I've heard dudes say, yeah, I got that on Smash. I got this on Smash. I'm sitting back looking like, dude, if you only knew. You ain't got nothing on Smash. And that's and that's the whole thing. That's why I don't care.
No, they know it. They do. They know it.
I don't. Some of these women are not going to let you know that you got them like that. So
right.
You understand, we're not going to let the dude know that we fell for you.
First of all,
you know what I'm saying? No.
Listen, first of all, I ain't looking for that info. You keep that to yourself. Now, if you want to have
now,
a
problem. Now, to keep it 100, now, me and you have plenty of conversations about this, and you always come to me and say, oh, well, y'all women want to know the truth, and then when y'all get the truth, y'all get this, this, that, and other.
Yep,
isn't that just the same thing of what you just said?
But he
don't want to know. He's being a typical man.
No, when some of y'all hear the truth, y'all don't really want to know the truth. But you just said the same thing.
Oh, keep it 100 with me, but now you're saying that you don't want to hear it.
No. It was two. No,
you
we're talking about two different sides here. Did we two talk about two different sides here? My thing is this: if you rock it with somebody else, and you want to rock with me, yo, listen, don't sit there and tell me X, Y, and Z. And it's really A, B, C, D. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't.
But did you really
want to
know? Do you really want to know the truth, though? Just like you always. Oh, but do you really want to know the truth?
Why not?
Okay.
Why not?
No, I'm just saying. Well, do you really? You're saying why not? But do you really want to know?
Listen, I'd rather be armed with the truth than shot with a lie. Simple and plain. There's no need for all of that. There's no need for all of that. Listen. Truth may hurt sometimes. Take a time on. That's all it is.
And that's why
it really depends on. It really depends on.
They think they're doing something. You guys are not doing anything slick. We're not going to let you know that we're falling. We're gonna play it off just like you do.
Okay. And
that's true.
You play it
off,
and then what? So you play it off to what avail? To the point where you just can't deal with it no more, and you're just like, listen, I can't rock with it.
Exactly.
Right, you're right, but that's my whole thing. It's just like you can't expect – a woman can't – the friendship thing is not going to – it's not going to work after you had a sexual relation with them. It's just not going to work. It's going to change. Your relationship with that person is going to change. Yeah, you can still probably talk with that person, but it's not going to be the same because y'all have shared something. Y'all have shared juices and feelings and stuff like that. And guess what? You might slip up and say, I love you. Who knows? Then it's all going to change once that happens.
So we're not going
to want to hear about your next bitch and if you have a date. And all this and that. No, we don't want to hear it.
We don't want to hear it, but no, I don't want to hear that either.
Okay,
so
would you discuss it with me? If you was going on a date or you had something else popping up, would you discuss it with me? Would you feel
comfortable?
No,
I really wouldn't. I wouldn't.
No.
If I was dealing with another dude and say I was dealing with somebody else, I really wouldn't mention anybody else I was dealing with, unless I was mad at you.
Then you know what? Real talk. Then we ain't really friends.
You're right. Y'all are not friends because you done already had the sexual relationship. You're not friends anymore.
But see,
you done already had
the
sexual relationship.
So you can't be friends.
So what
y'all are saying is there's a big difference between a relationship and a friendship. Because So what you're trying to say is
y'all became fucking friends. The situation changes. It doesn't.
So
say
how
the
is
same.
It, so what is it when these people say, "Oh, I married my best friend and I did this and I did that and I love it"?
That's
and this
different.
Is my friend.
Wait. That's
what's
different
so,
because
what's
you
so
know what?
That's different.
What's so different?
Because
it's different.
The difference is they wanted to be together. That's
exactly.
Come on, dude. They wanted to. That's
they wanted
you know
to be
what?
With
I
each other.
For you. Exactly. They had so much
that's
in common.
That's the difference.
They wanted
you can't
with each other and wanted to be with each other.
Yeah,
and
that's different. That's a way different
talking.
Situation.
Exactly. Come on,
you
dude.
You can't say that
there.
Same thing. And my thing is, even if you and the person are friends and you, what you just said, even if the two people are friends and say one day they did have some type of sexual relationship, maybe they felt that way about each other all the time.
Exactly.
But they just didn't bring it out. It just took a time to bring it out. Then maybe afterwards, then it's like, okay, we could be in a relationship plus be friends, and then maybe something, you know, bigger will go on after that. That's a different situation.
But then you have individuals, you have people that do that, but then turn around and sit back and think like, well, wait a minute, I know too much dirt on her, and I know he has too much dirt on me. Can
okay,
we honestly proceed? Yeah, well, listen, once again, so if you're saying maturity, who's to say that two people can't sleep together and still rock it on the same wavelength as friends?
People's dirt has nothing to do with
that. Ain't got
being
nothing to do with it. Yeah, I don't think that has anything to do with it.
What's wrong with you? That's just like an ending of a I ended a relationship with my friend. You think I'm gonna tell her dirt? One thing has nothing to do with another. What is wrong with you?
I don't think
well,
that has anything to do with whether you. Whatever you know about that person, they know about you. That has nothing to do with the fact that once you sleep with that person, that just like. That alters the whole, you know, the whole thing after that. You can't be friends with that person after that.
Exactly.
It's just not going. It's just not going to work. It's not going to work.
I beg to differ. Like I said, I beg to differ because to me, like I said, it's all about.
Of course, you beg to differ.
But
you're
keeping this perspective. Once again, there you go. Here we go with this goal because you're a man. No, it has nothing to do with the other.
That's how you think.
So so how do men think? In your opinion, how do most men think?
With their penis?
Yeah.
Wow. That's kind of insulting. Really.
They think with penis first and think with their hearts and their mind afterwards. No, it's penis, then it's mind, and then it's heart.
Exactly.
Right.
We're the opposite. We're heart, mind, and you know what I'm saying? Like, come on, we rule with our hearts. That's why we
now, real talk,
question hurt.
Real talk.
Mm-hmm.
If a woman actually, like, let's say we were courting each other, we were going out, we were chilling, having dinner, and you told me what you just said, I probably, like, my calls would slow up after that. Because I can't
why
deal
why
with something
like, I tell you that?
Because, let me tell you. Because if that's your attitude that I think, with my penis first, and then this secondary, and this third, and you basically, that means you don't give a damn about me. Because
let me tell you something. Wait,
like,
wait, bro.
Listen,
I don't have to stop you. Because you why the hell would I sit across from the man who's treating me right and I tell him, you know what, dude, I think you think with your dick. Why would I tell you that? What fucking sane woman would tell a man that's treating her right?
Yeah, I was kind of going to say that. First of all, I don't know what woman is going to say something like that. And my thing is this. Let me explain something to you, bro. Maybe that's you, but the majority of the dudes, even if you do say stuff like that to them, you think that's going to stop them from, excuse my lady, getting some pussy, so punani, okay? You think that's going to stop them? You could tell them, I done told dudes I got a girlfriend. They still try to come after me. I done told dudes I got a boyfriend. I'm married. I got this. That don't stop them. They don't
need
to stop the dude. If he want to hit it or trying to hit it, he gonna want it. If he want what he want, he gonna get it. He don't care what you tell him.
You can tell him
you got a boil on your ass the size of Arizona. He don't care about that. He want to hit do
you
what he
what?
Has to do.
You
turn the lights out.
Listen. You know what? You a male bigot. That's what you are. You're a bigot. You're like male bigot. That's exactly what you are. You're a bigot. You're bigot.
He says, you know what? You're a male bigot.
You're a male bigot.
I don't know what else to say.
Well, you're just a bigoted female. That's what you are, because that's not right. That's not fair, man.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
You know what? Don't get mad with us. Get mad with your fellow male human being.
Listen, I can't account for all the rest of them.
And I'm,
right.
I just
but
told
I
you, maybe not you.
Listen,
I said not you, but the majority of the guys,
okay.
I'm sorry, the majority of the guys, this is how they think.
Yes.
Okay,
listen,
I've dealt with plenty of dudes, and I've tried to, like I said, I've tried to say, you know, well, maybe it's something I'm saying, or maybe it's me. I mean, no, that's not what it is.
I told a dude I had a man, and he told me, well, call me when he leaves.
Okay. Girl, I told this guy that I live with my girlfriend. He said, oh, that's okay. Can I still get your number, me, you, and your girlfriend? Sir, didn't
see,
I just tell
see,
you what's the
problem? Listen.
Exactly.
The problem is, come on, man. You can't, listen, you can't go into Peter Luger's looking for a little pretzel bite, all right? Like, you totally in the wrong spot. You know what I'm saying? Like, some of these dudes are not worth the drawers that they wear, or some of these males are not worth the drawers that they wear. That's the
problem. Right. You're
but
right.
See, my whole thing is
no.
Because there's a lot of women out there who know that they're being played, know what's going on, yet they subscribe to the hype for
because they have.
You know why? Because they have low self-esteem and they're just settling. That's
okay.
The problem. A lot of these women are just settling because they feel there's no choice for them out there.
Listen, I'm not going to sit here and let y'all beat up on women
you better get some more men on this show if you don't want that.
Exactly.
I'm not going to label every woman some unstable emotional creature. No.
Well, you should, because most of them are.
That. Nope. I'm not going to believe that, and I'm not going out like that. You know what I'm saying?
I do,
and now
I'm a female. These chicks is crazy.
Like I said, you got some dudes out there that are crazy, but yet there are women that are still going for it. The whole thing is, when you have two
people that
are friends and they have a mutual understanding, trust and believe, you think that it could go either way. But once again, it depends on each individual wanting to keep whatever they got going on in perspective. Now, if that's what
the majority of the friendship is
going to
end, I'm telling you.
Yeah, exactly.
The majority of the time, the friendship is going to end.
Let me tell you something.
She's going to want more.
Right. After this sexual relationship, it may be cool for a little while, but after a while, somebody going to jump off that cliff. Either it's going to be him or her, and then that relationship is going to end. Yep. Somebody going to jump off that cliff.
I don't know.
What?
I don't know. I don't know.
All you can do is the female gonna lose her mind,
and that changes the whole game.
Somebody gonna jump off that cliff. I'm telling you.
Or get pushed off.
Yep. Yep. Exactly.
Okay. So somebody jumps off or get pushed off.
You can't do that to a woman. That's just your friend. But you gonna pound her and make her come 8 times and shit, and you think she's gonna go back to giving you a pound?
Absolutely.
Why not?
I don't care. Well, then that chick must have had two or three other dudes in the line, because you need to stop that. Because if a woman, like I said, if a dude is dealing with a dude and they friends, and she get a taste, and that dude know what he doing, I'm telling you, she's going to flip.
I think there are women out there that can keep it in perspective. I don't think they're all going to flip. I don't think so, man.
Yeah, she's going to keep it in perspective for maybe a little while, but it ain't going to last for very long. Especially when you start talking about another woman you dating, this chick and that chick, get out of here. And the only way she don't flip out is because she got maybe two other dudes lined up that could probably do the same thing that you done did to her or whatever. Get out of here.
Exactly. Come on, son. That ain't gonna work.
If she got other dudes lined up, just be with them.
All of a sudden, the woman becomes faithful. Y'all not together, but then all of a sudden, and she's not gonna see nobody else.
Why not? Because that's the power it is.
She don't got it.
Please tell him. I was there.
You understand? All of a sudden, you feel like you need to be faithful to this motherfucker.
Yeah, exactly. And you know you don't need to be faithful.
Well, all right, but let me ask you this. What did he say?
Give it to him.
What did he say though?
They're not ready for a relationship because that's just how it is. It's just a friend thing. It's just sex. So now as a woman, you have to make a decision on whether or not you want to stick around or if you want to be like, you know what, fuck you.
Yep. And I tell you, I guarantee you.
So you're going to dissolve the friendship. You're going to dissolve the friendship. Because what if a dude is like, all right, well, we ain't got to sleep together no more, but I still want us to be good, though. I still want us to be cool.
Let me ask you a question, brother. What's hiding this guy at? Because you need to find him today so I can get with him. Because where is he? Because I don't know no dude that's going to be your fucking friend.
Now, I'm telling you, we cannot be friends anymore after you done fucked the shit out of me and I done sold unicorns and rainbows.
It's a family show.
No, we can't do this. Wait a minute. This is a family show.
You're wrong. I think you've still got last week's drinks in you. No, I think you're wrong. You sit there and say, because, oh, he did this and he did that to me, oh, we can't be friends. That's not right. Because that's not right. Don't step on your own foot.
Oh, my God.
Are you hearing what you're saying? No.
It's an emotional thing. Y'all, the thing is, and do all this relationship type of move. See, bro, like I said, you are thinking just like a male. Of course, you're thinking it.
What if the dude still wants to be friends? You're trying to tell me you're going to toss the friendship because you're emotional?
No, wait. No, the woman is not tossing anything. Y'all messed up the relationship when you both had sexual relations. It's not just, we're going to toss it. Don't try to just throw it on one side. Are you kidding me?
Exactly.
No, I am.
You got to be kidding me.
Listen, it takes two to tango.
I don't care what you say. It takes two to tango. I didn't sit up there and put your penis in my vagina on my own. You did it because that's what you wanted to do.
But you let it happen. You allowed it to happen, too. It was a mutual
thing. I allowed it to happen?
You're trying to tell me you can't mutually keep it in perspective? What you trying to say, I was Mumford, the dude from Sesame Street, and said, a la peanut butter sandwiches, and then all of a sudden, come on now.
Wait a minute. So you put it one-sided again. You're saying it one side. Oh, you let it happen. How the hell I let it happen? What was that?
You are a co-conspirator. So don't even try it.
You're playing devil's advocate now. You know what? I ain't even letting you know. You're trying to say dude just fell on you?
You trying to say, oh, one day y'all was just watching the movie and then, oh, his penis just fell in your vagina? No, come on now.
Okay, listen. Like I said, I can speak on it because I was there. It's one thing if you fall on it one time. You understand what I'm saying? But don't come around me and finesse me and do relationship type of shit with me and then still try to come out your face saying we just friends.
What's the difference between relationship stuff and friendship stuff?
Relationship stuff is when you come into my house. Relationship stuff is if you coming to my house every week or you spending a couple of days at my house and
you
cooking food and you bringing stuff to my house and you calling me asking me, do I need this? That's relationship stuff.
This should have been longer than 90 minutes. You might have to be a part two of this.
You're right.
I don't believe that.
B, I just went through it. I just cut the nigga off yesterday.
So
in
you're
my
trying
house.
To tell me.
Because
all right, so you're trying. I say, so, wait, Nick. So relationship stuff is me coming over two or three times a week, cooking for you stuff.
We grew up doing it as friends. On the phone.
If anything, they can marry one another because they can go either way.
No.
No. Hell no. You got to be kidding me. No.
No. No.
Listen, I'm done talking to you. I'm done. He ain't even making sense.
It ain't going to work like that.
You ain't even making sense.
Are you kidding me? No. If you're coming to my house, we have a friendship, and after we've done what we did, and then now you're doing relationship type things. You're coming to my house.
Whoa, stop right there. What if I was doing that before?
You understand? If you all of a sudden we on the phone talking or whatever, then all of a sudden we have sex. Now I'm seeing you Tuesday, Wednesday, Saturday, and Sunday, and you spending the night.
He's saying if he was doing that before.
Coming over there.
My thing is this. If you were doing that before, if you were doing all that stuff before and you were spending the night, you didn't have to necessarily be sleeping
stop. You just threw that spending the night thing in there. I was just talking about coming over, hanging out.
Friends do spend the night at each other's houses or whatever. You don't have to sleep in my bed. If I have a couch or a pull-out couch or an air bed or whatever, you don't have to sleep in the same bed. But guess what? If it came down to it and we had, like I said, you was coming over, you was doing all those things before, cooking and all that other stuff, and then all of a sudden, we had a sexual relationship, guess what? You were wanting to be in a relationship with me because you were doing those things from before. So guess what? The sex just sealed the deal. You understand?
No.
How you gonna understand
that?
My situation was different.
Like, what was yours? If you want to share,
Okay. We were talking on the phone or whatever, this and that. You know, he can come over to my house, he would spend the night. But, once you get intimate with somebody, now they're coming over all the time, they're spending the night, now they're going to get in the bed with you. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Make him move like somebody who wants to be
in a relationship. You were being plotted on. That was progressive.
Yeah, right.
But
a lot of guys do that. But a lot of men do
that. But that's what exactly.
And that's
exactly.
Right. They
don't seem to comprehend.
Listen,
they get men.
Okay, and then what happened? You kick them to the curb?
No, yes.
Why did you kick them to the curb?
Because you're not gonna come and keep doing relationship things and don't want a relationship. Mm-hmm. I can give my time and energy to somebody who wants
to somebody else that wants to actually be in a relationship.
Exactly.
He could have been doing it because he wanted just that. He said, "All right, I'm going to do all of this, get what I want from her, and then they change up."
Yeah.
And now that's a possibility, but my whole thing is,
but who wants to take that chance?
What's your whole thing?
Go ahead.
No, nobody knows about taking a chance, but the whole thing is this. If you have a friendship and it's just something just happens to happen. Once again, it has to have that conversation of keeping things in perspective. Where does each individual want to be from this point on?
Exactly.
Like you said, but as you guys say, it can only stay that way for a certain amount of time until a woman is going to walk. Now,
right.
I've seen situations where the woman didn't want more. She just was basically having her friend's benefits, having things her way.
That's because
nobody
she had other dudes.
Yeah, listen, and if she did, that was her. That was her business. And what the dude did, that was his business. And if they spoke about what was going on, they spoke about what was going on. If they didn't, they didn't. But the whole thing is this. One thing that didn't get lost was the closeness and the friendship was not lost. Nothing was really taken out of perspective. So, like I said, I can't sit here and say that I believe that every woman out there is on some emotional roller coaster type stuff. There are women out there that can keep it in perspective. There are women out there that are just like, listen.
Of them
okay.
Cannot.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
You know what?
That 1 or 2% you saw, okay, the majority of them cannot. Just like
and then, like
men,
I said, you got to look at
okay,
what kind of emotional
on.
State or what kind of state that person is in to, in order to be
exactly.
like that. Like I said, I'm sure they got probably somebody else, 2 or 3 or somebody else's to take up the slack of somebody else. Like, no, it's not going to work. I don't care what
but
you
now,
say. It's not going to work.
Now, one thing we didn't touch upon is the fact of now frequency. Nobody said these two friends are having sex all the time. No, nobody said it's like an everyday or all the time occurrence. It could have been a one-time
But guess what?
Thing.
Let me ask a question. Did they have sex before?
Who?
Have these two friends had sex already?
You talking about from the scenario that I've seen or just in general?
Just the scenario that you said. Did they have sex
scenario,
already?
Man.
I will.
Did they have? Were they already? What did they have sex already?
No. And to answer Nicole, yes,
exactly.
They had sex. They had sex before, but yet everything was still kept in perspective.
Well, that's what I was asking. Did they have sex before or whatever?
Oh, I thought you were talking about this like on
and then
my
wasn't
scenario.
Either that
no.
plays a part too. But if you're constantly sleeping with this person, things change. Like once a month, rule what you do. But if you had this sex damn near 4 times a week, come on.
No.
Okay.
No.
All right.
No.
Then.
No.
Just
no. I ain't
you.
Talking like 4 times a week. No, we're not talking about something like that.
All right. Then.
So now, being that I said that, do you still think that they can keep it on a friendship level?
No.
Because it's not even a thing of having it once a month. What if it's something that just happens? What every 6 months or once a year? Not to say that there has to be some type of time limit or in some type of increments, but what if it's something that just happened? What if it's something that just went down?
Doesn't matter. It still can't be a friendship type thing. Nope.
It's
still not going to be like that. Those feelings are still going to be there. Those feelings are still going to be there. Those feelings are still going to be there.
What'd you say, Mike? What'd you say?
For me, I wouldn't get attached if this happened once a month. My situation was different because I was doing something 4 times a week.
That was yours.
So, but 9 times out of 10, good friends are having sex often. They're not doing it once
but,
a month.
What if it wasn't that type of situation? So you're trying to say that we still couldn't sit down and go to the Applebee's or whatever and have a cup a beer or something like that?
Yeah,
because
you can, but then it's going to turn into sex afterwards.
No, because what if the dude is like, nah, I wasn't looking for that. I'm looking for my friend today. Like, I wasn't looking for us.
And guess what? And guess what's going to happen? That female is going to feel rejected, and then that's when she's going to call you, cursing you out, or she's going to first thing she's going to think is that you have, she's going to think that you having sex with somebody else. Are you kidding me? No.
No, but where's the rejection come from? Once again, if
oh my God! Did you hear what you just said? Oh no, I'm not looking for no sex this time. I just want us to go out and eat and just be friends. No,
nobody's gonna say it like that. But the whole thing is
no, I know that, but I'm just saying they're going to feel they. If you go out with that person and y'all used to having sex or y'all had sex or whatever.
If you had sex, not you.
Okay, you had sex. Okay, you had sex. When y'all go out, okay, we're going out to eat or whatever, okay, somebody is going to, I'll say somebody is going to be expecting some type of sexual activity. But if you don't do it with the woman, then she's going to feel a certain way. She's going to feel rejected, and first of all, or if she don't feel rejected, she's going to think that you're going to have sex with somebody else that night.
And
so guess what? She might try to have sex
in.
With you. She might have try to turn you on or have sex with you just to nip it in the bud. So this way, okay, you off limits to somebody. This way you won't be going out there getting nothing from nobody else, which is bull crap because you dudes always ready for more anyway. It don't even matter. But
see,
I'm just saying.
And see that, once again, they go to bigotry. They go to
I don't care. You call me what you want.
Because, no, because not every dude is always focused on sex. Listen,
oh,
there's bigger things going on out there. Like, you really?
Yeah, like more
because,
booty.
Listen, just because
like more booty,
like
yeah.
Running, it may seem like a running standard, but my whole thing is this: not every dude is caught up on sex. Not every man is caught
yeah,
up
right.
on that.
You better find me one that
show
ain't.
Show me him.
Yep, exactly. Where he at?
You talking to one. Like I said, I'm not caught up on it like that.
Well, listen, you family. I can't count you. You family.
Listen, you nasty.
I need, yeah, I can't count you. You family.
That's not the point. The point is they are out there. They are out there. But it's just that
like
they
I
don't
said.
Conduct themselves. Listen, I don't conduct myself in a certain way where I'm just out there on a seek and destroy mission. I just want to talk to women and sleep with women and all this and that. Most of my history, I don't really talk to women. I've never had to. It was either a hookup or it was just a mutual thing, like whatever.
That's you.
But that's you.
You're right. But it's
like that.
Like I said,
that's
I'm
you.
Out there also, and like I said, these dudes, they say, wasn't this again, as soon as you start talking to them about going out somewhere and getting to know them, this, that, all of a sudden, you don't get a phone call no more, or they don't hit you up, or they don't text you no more, as soon as you start talking about something. But as long as you talking sex,
and you got to blame some of your
then
other women. You got to blame some of these other women out here
you're
who
right.
just want to put, they want to put the ass out first and the brains out
no.
later. And
well,
that's the
guess
problem.
What?
Now
say,
you got these dudes trained to be thinking only
uh-huh.
one way.
And you know what I blame this one? And like I say it all the time, social media. Because every time I go on my timeline, that's all you see is butt titties, and all this other stuff hanging out, and these women don't have no discretion of them. So, and like I said, sometimes they show the monkey. They show other parts, and it's like, why are you doing that on a social network? Why are you doing that?
Because they ain't got problems.
And this is the problem,
enough.
And this is why these men think that way, and they think every woman is into that. And it's like, no, dog, like, get out of here with that. It doesn't make no sense.
Nicole?
Listen, I be having to tell men off all the time on Facebook when they come at me a certain kind of way. I tell them, listen, I want you to talk to me the way you would talk to your mother. You understand? Would you ask your mother, can I eat this and eat that? I said, you will show me respect.
That's right.
Okay?
Absolutely.
Well, see, but you know what? Like, once again, I hate to say it. I hate to put it out there, even though you have some fiends out there, some male fiends. A lot of women out there have been they're basically shaking their water for the thirsty dudes, and that's
mm-hmm.
the problem
okay, but you be
because
able
you
to
have
determine.
Dudes. Women,
no,
yes,
but I don't buy that.
Up.
No, but I don't
Listen.
Buy that because you should be able to determine the type of woman you're dealing with. If you go
first
on
of all,
page,
I ain't never been thirsty. like that. I never been told
that. But I'm just saying, just because women are putting their ass out there don't mean we all are like that. You should
right.
be able to decipher what woman
Listen,
is like that. You could go on my page and tell the type of woman I am. So there's no
yep.
reason to come at me that way.
I don't know who you are. I you know what? You know, people pretend.
Word?
People use social. No, you know what I mean. I can look on your page and see somebody who's very discerning. Maybe. But then again, people nowadays, people what, nowadays they put their who's that their
they try it
out. You know what I'm saying? My thing is this. Even though we may have history because we, you know what I'm saying, we went to school together and all this and that, you know what I'm saying? I know, you know, of you, the type of person, the woman that you are, you have respect for yourself and stuff like that. But a lot of other people can take the smallest thing and get it twisted. They can take everything
True.
That you said on the show tonight, and then they turn around and be like, oh, she's this, oh, she's that, oh, this, that. Cause that's what it seems like it boils down to. Whatever,
yeah, it does.
Whatever
that's
opinion,
true.
Whatever some person's opinion is, then that's what it is. But my whole thing is, I know better, and I don't really care what everybody else is talking about. I don't really care what everybody else thinks, because my whole thing is this: if we're friends and we have a certain level of respect for one another, and if there happens to be a time where something just happens, like I said, we discuss it. And we see where to move on from there. But I'm not going to sit there and be like, we are no longer friends, or we can't do this, or we can't hang out anymore just because this happened. Because my whole thing
well,
is this, even before we even get into a relationship, if we can't be friends, then we can't be nothing. We can't.
Like
all
I said,
right,
then
well,
don't change. Then don't change. Because you have a lot of people like,
exactly.
I can't change.
That's
you
true.
Understand my situation to do change. He became the one here and this and that. You have to say the same. If he
says
the same,
you
then everything is all good. You understand?
I'm
but don't
you,
go,
you
don't go moving
in
a certain
if,
kind of way.
If me and you was hanging out Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, that was pasta and movie night, and then all of a sudden something popped off, me personally, like I said, depending on the discussion and where we go from there, yo, there isn't going to be any deviation from that. Yo, we still on for Monday? We still on for Wednesday? We still on for Friday? Because my whole thing is this.
But that's you. But my thing is that's you.
Things change. You understand? You can't go from seeing somebody once a month to seeing somebody four times a week. You understand?
But wait a minute. Did you hear what I said? Did you hear what I said? If we were friends.
It's different. That situation is different. If you can keep things the same, but I still say it's difficult because that Monday and Tuesday that y'all had as friends is going to be different once you sleep together because now she's going to be looking forward to seeing you on another level.
Right.
That's
what I meant by when you say going out. Yeah, exactly. And that's what I mean by. And that's what I mean by after, like, if you come over and then there's no sex, then she's going to feel a certain way afterwards because
yeah.
She's going to feel like, damn, we had sex on the Tuesday pasta and movie night or whatever the hell it is. Okay, I want some sex. Now she's going to feel that way and then she's going to feel rejected because you didn't have sex. Oh, yeah, I'll see you later. It's like, no, it's not going to work
did
out. Okay.
Was I not good?
Okay,
did you not like it?
Wait a minute.
Like,
and see,
that's my problem.
That's my problem. You have certain individuals out there that are programmed to automatically think, oh, just because a man doesn't want to do this or somebody doesn't want to do that, it's rejection. Oh, they're automatically
emotions.
Programmed. Whoa. They
we
are programmed
emotions.
To think. They're programmed to think, oh, maybe it wasn't good or maybe this wasn't this or maybe this wasn't that. Maybe it's none of that. You know what? Then maybe you need to say something because a dude could sit there and be like, "Well, listen, we had to talk after what happened." My whole thing is just because it happened, it doesn't mean that it's going to happen again or it's going to happen on a continuous basis. The whole thing.
So now you want to wait.
Some dudes are going to mess up getting some nookie.
Exactly.
Because once you say that, you'll get to look at it or smell it again. Ain't no dude gonna sit there and tell no girl,
oh, you need to talk about it. You gotta be kidding me.
Maybe you're talking to evolution. Because my whole thing is this.
Maybe we are.
I don't care. Listen, let's get it straight.
He ain't gonna say that. He ain't not gonna mess up the chances
really?
Of getting some, especially we women get more dick thrown at us than you may get thrown at. You think he's gonna mess up?
Absolutely.
You think he's gonna mess up?
You think? But you listen.
That's you.
That's you. The majority of these
that's
dudes
you.
Don't think like how you think. Sorry to say that. In fact, I said, if you can find me another, my thing is this.
Start training them. Put them in boot camp and start training them.
I can't train a grown man. That's my thing. No, you're saying start training them. You're saying start training them. The only ones that I can train to do that is my own son. And guess what? They are still men. Men, at the heart of it, they're still men. So they're going to do men stuff. But my thing is this. If you can find a dude that's in our age bracket now that think like you do, send them over here to my home, okay?
I'm sure there are a few.
Yeah, but you got to find them because I doubt if they're out there.
I know. They're out there, but guess what? They're not the ones that's out there approaching every woman. Those dudes are out there either in school or they're working two jobs or they're doing this and that. Some of them are out there, not out there like that. Because
or not with their black woman.
Huh?
Or not with a black woman.
Yeah,
that's true. You kind of right about that, probably.
Some of them are just not looking at that. They're not focused on that. Like I said, you got a lot of home. You may be in a kennel with a shitload of dogs, but they're not all the same breed. Not all of them are going to be the same.
Well, you're right about that, but like I said, I doubt it very, very much. Like I said, you keep saying, oh, they're not focused. Listen, it's going to be hard, very hard, to change my mind on that because, like I said, I'm not,
it's because in
my 20s. It's not like I'm in my 20s and I'm just starting out. Right, I'm just starting out dating dudes and this, that, and other. This is 44 years of doing this, okay? 44 years of doing this, down to baby daddies and baby fathers or kids' fathers, whatever, and everything. Okay, I done heard it all from these dudes that claim they want, you know, that claim this and claim that. I done heard it all. It doesn't work out like that. And like I said,
I'm sorry. It just saddens me.
It should sadden you because it saddens us too.
Yep. Because it's such a stereotypical game that we play with one another. But hold on, and it's also the fact of like it's such a non-trusting area that we've put ourselves in as people.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like we in between the stereotyping and the non-trusting, it's ridiculous. It's like we can't really see a tree for what it is. We're just looking at it as piece of thing that's going to turn up and be paper one day.
That's why it's best to just leave it alone.
You know what I'm saying? Huh?
That's why it's best to just leave it alone. If we don't have a mutual attraction and want to get with each other, then I suggest it just be left alone. Because if not, somebody's going to get attached, and a lot of friendships do end that way. So if there's nothing mutual going on, leave that shit alone. Because you can find somebody else to have sex with. Don't mess up. I wouldn't mess it up. It's not worth it.
Right. Exactly.
Well, that's the thing. See, whether it be an emotional dude or an emotional woman, somebody's gonna mess it up because they got too emotional. They didn't have the talk, and that's the problem. They didn't keep things in perspective, and that's the whole thing. That's the thing that I'm just trying to get at.
You can have the talk, but it's action. You understand? Words are not.
Right. You keep talking about this
action.
Talk and stuff,
but
it's not.
About
it's
this damn talk, man. It's
talk
and
yeah,
it's
not.
It's just a person.
You can talk until you blue in the face. A person, if they don't hear you, they don't hear you.
Listen.
That's what I'm saying.
If they don't hear you, they don't hear you.
That's what I'm saying. Talking is nothing. It's action.
If they don't hear you, they don't hear you. But my thing is this: once again, if me and you have a friendship. And we hang out on, let's say, a weekly basis. Let's say once a week. And listen, you don't
know me. Because you have people that's in a marriage, okay? And that's a friendship that communicates. Honey, you cheating on me, don't cheat on me. And they cheat on each other. So what are you talking about? People are going to do what they're going to do. If marriages can't stay together, what makes you think a friend, two friends having sex going to stay together? People can't keep their whole marriage together.
You know why?
Okay?
You know why?
Best can't
because
even stay best friends together
the question,
and whatever.
You know why? You know why? I'll tell you why. We stress too much on fucking rules and regulations and labels.
Well, it
that's
be
the problem.
Respect and honesty.
We're not respecting each other. That's the whole thing.
We're not respecting each other. But you keep talking about talking and communicating and stuff. We can communicate.
We don't do
this.
What
do
you think? This
but is? No. If you don't,
and what do you think?
We can communicate as much as we want. But if you don't respect me, then you're not going to. That communication is just going to go out the window. That's going to go out the window. You have to want to
do
right by me.
And once again, what do you think this is all about? What do you think the menu is all about? It's about these conversations that people don't want to really talk about in front of a camera or any place else. It's about communication because we don't talk. Everybody
well,
wants to text.
Well, actually,
Snapchat,
yeah.
That and the third.
I'm a woman. I
communicate.
Talk. You understand? I talk. I communicate. I lay everything on the fucking table. I always tell everybody, say what you mean and mean what you say.
But the thing is, the problem is with that. But see, the problem is with that when you're dealing with the male and the female, it's very difficult because once again, somebody is always looking for something, or somebody's always looking to get over on the next person somehow.
Right.
That's what the problem is.
You come from a very untrusting neighborhood. You're coming.
Who, me?
From, you must have had your purse snatched like 80 times. You're the way you did it.
No, it's not about having being. It's the fact that this it is what it is. You can sit up there and say, "Oh, talk and all this other stuff," but guess what? You can talk until you blue in the face. If, like I said, if a person don't hear you, they don't hear you. And like I said, the whole point of the matter is that with men and women. With men and women, it's always something that somebody's either trying to get something out of somebody, or they're going to,
exactly.
or they're saying what they're going to say. Wait, hold up, they're saying what they're going to say because they just want the person to be quiet because they don't want them to complain about that. You ever heard of the men?
Exactly.
Or the men that give their girlfriend, "Oh, I'm gonna get her a ring." No, that's a shut up ring. You get her a shut up ring because you're tired of her bothering you about getting married or getting engaged or this and that. So you're just gonna give her the ring and then have an engagement for 900 years and you're never gonna get married to this person.
Yeah,
that's basically what that is.
Too many of us adhere to what society says and not what ourselves say. Everybody is falling into the BS. They're falling into the BS of what everybody else is doing. That's one of the major issues in the situation. Okay.
Really, you're talking that mumble jumble schmumble. Society, what? You have a lot of what are you talking about? You're making me angry right now.
Good. What you angry
because what do you mean? Because what do you mean with society?
Because I don't understand what society has to do with.
Because it adds pressure. It makes people. So you really think society doesn't make people do things?
All right. So you're trying to tell me because all right,
there's a lot of weak people out there.
So you're trying to tell me. All right. So you're trying to tell me that because society says that. After a man and a woman has sexual relate, or you're trying to say that that's what we're basically saying, that we're only saying that because society says after you have sex with the person, you and the person can't be friends.
No,
is that what you're
saying? I'm not saying you're saying that, but society that basically says that, like, you can't do that.
Right,
like,
but that's what I'm
–
wait, listen,
next
hold
level.
Up.
You have to do this. What?
Hold up, bro. Okay, and that's what I'm saying. So you're saying that because of that reason, that's – I guess you feel that that's why we're thinking that way or how we're thinking that way or whatever. But you know what? No, it has nothing to do with society. It has
exactly.
to do with
no.
us being women, us being – it has nothing to do with society. This has to do with being a woman – this has to do with me being a woman and having
exactly.
my experiences with certain dealing with certain types of dudes
same.
And seeing others and seeing and seeing, hold on, and seeing other, even males, deal with women as friends, and then the relationship shifts or change once they have a sexual relationship with that person. It has nothing to do with society. Now, like I said, now you as a person, if that's something that you don't want to do, okay, that's fine. Maybe we do need more people to break that and say, okay, you know what, I don't care what society says, I'm going to do it this way. That's fine. But once again, that's what works for you. That's not going to work for everybody.
Of course.
And that's the bottom line. It's not going to work for everybody.
Listen, what I eat don't make you shit.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not expecting everybody to jump on board with that, but I refuse to believe that there are, like, once again, I refuse to believe that every woman out there is some emotional, strange, you know, psychopath. No, I'm not going to believe that. I'm not going to believe that every woman out
there. Wait a minute. Where do you get the psychopath from? Why they got to be a psychopath? Because
they
emotional.
Because you call men psychopaths too. You be calling dudes
psychopaths.
Well, because,
just because a woman gets emotional and gets attached don't make her a psychopath. It makes her human. Don't get it twisted.
I'm not getting it twisted.
All right, then,
call
the
3054.
You
on the air with the biggest.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is a hot rod.
Oh gosh.
Hello. Thank goodness, because he needs help.
He
needs a lifeline.
I don't need no help. I don't need no help because y'all are big.
No, not you. I'm talking about him.
Male big. Y'all are male biggest. You're biggest.
No,
what
I'm going to say.
What's up, man?
No, I don't want to say. You know what? We're all friends. Let's get together and have one night's orgy. That's all I want to say.
You know what?
After that, let's see who could go all night long and have a good time. You know, with a couple of whiskey.
You know, go all night long.
Have a few tequila shots. That's all.
I
think me personally, like I said, but everybody here should be speaking from, I guess it's speaking from experience. And
mm-hmm.
I have experienced that side where, listen, you kept it in perspective. And
yeah, but
that was dope.
Isn't that the role of the side person, the side guy, the side chick? They're just friends.
The side dude. I mean, it's the side dude. But at the same time, once again, if you have two people, so let's say you got two side pieces, a dude and a chick. They both sides with somebody else, and then they have a friendship and they do what they do and they have sex. You're trying to tell me that there's not two people that can keep it in perspective?
They can't be single. The person cannot
mm-hmm.
be single.
Exactly.
The person cannot
and
be
what?
Single.
The person cannot be single.
It's exactly. Because I think somebody who has somebody and I'm single. No, that's not going to work. Because once again, people get attached. Depends on the situation. I wouldn't do it. No.
So don't put yourself into that situation in the first place.
That's
but
true.
Like I'm saying, no, well, of course she's not good, like, aiming to, but if something pops off, something pops off. But the thing is, once again, Do you trash the friendship for a budding relationship, or do you just go back to the friendship? See, she's like, ain't gonna go back to no friendship. They
no,
ain't
it's
going
not.
Back, mm-hmm. There ain't no turning back. That's what they're saying. Ain't no turning back. And I believe
there's
there
no turning back from that.
No, not from that. Not my situation. No.
No, you can't. No, I don't think in any situation you can't go back. There's no bouncing back from, oh, we didn't have sex, now we're going to be back to front. No, it's not going to work. But just like you said, I feel don't put yourself in that position. Period.
Exactly. Just don't do it.
Well, just don't do it.
If you value that friendship, then I wouldn't do it. Unless y'all really want to get together and really want to be a couple. But if this is just something I just want to have sex, I wouldn't do it.
Right.
Well,
I wouldn't do it.
I'm sorry, ladies. I bet it's different, but my right hand is my best friend. If we go way back, me and my right hand and lotion, so we're the best of friends. And he,
I
he,
hear
he's
that.
You
know
your
well.
Right hand's your best friend? And you think you should have a baby?
Yeah. She's crying in the background right now, so I'm in the bathroom right now.
Okay, so apparently your right hand wasn't your best friend.
Well, you know, it was a great goose talking.
Okay.
It was a great goose talking that night.
Okay.
Listen, we got a minute and 30 seconds to go. And it seems like there might be a part two of this because I just find it very interesting how you can just dump the friendship. But, okay, any parting statement with less than 60 seconds left?
All I say is just don't put yourself in that position. Just like
exactly.
He said, just don't put yourself in that position.
Exactly.
We definitely need a part two to this.
Yeah.
All right, I'm gonna set it up because this got real nice. I appreciate the communication. This was beautiful. It was lovely, gorgeous. Hot Rod, Big Red, Cole. Mika got lost somewhere. We don't know what happened.
She's watching Empire, of course.
Oh,
yeah, that's right.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, she missed out on this one. We'll make sure we have it so she can miss out on another one. Anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, Big Red. Nicole,
yes.
Hot Rod, thank you. Thank you.
All right.
Good
night, everyone.
Everybody have a good night.
Good night.
Okay,
good
you
night.
Too. Good night.
All right.
All right. Later.
All right.